Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin. My guest today on Quote Me is Elaine Miller, who is the owner and designer at Annunciation Designs. You've probably seen her work on the in Catholic Instagram, which is one of my favorite places to be inspired by other people's creativity and their artwork. There's so much beauty in the tradition of our faith, and I just am so excited about all the things that people are creating these days. So, Elaine, thank you for hanging out with me.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
So your quote is from Mr. Rogers.
It is.
And you told me you were reading a biography of Mr. Rogers. So maybe we can start with that. How did you, what compelled you to read a biography on Mr. Rogers?
Well, of course, everyone loves Mr. Sure. Rogers' Neighborhood, and now I love Daniel Tiger even more. I actually, it was several years ago, I think before I had kids even, and I was at my in-law's house, and we would stay there. We used to be able to stay there for a couple of days, and I was just kind of glancing over their bookshelves, and my mother-in-law had a biography on Mr. Rogers, and I love to read, so I picked it up and read it, and that is really the first time that I realized how much there was behind what Fred Rogers did with his show and with all of his work. So that really brought me into like really loving Mr. Rogers.
Cool. I'm even more intrigued. Maybe, do you remember the title of it?
I don't. I know there's been a newer one that I also read, but it was
okay, cool. I'm wondering, like, now that. I want to read it, and I'm sure people listening are going to want to read it. So I'm sure there's a jillion biographies of him too, though. So, all right. Well, maybe we'll chat later and try to get the right one, one you read in the show notes, if we can find it. So the quote is, "The greatest gift you ever give is your honest self." Yes. I love that. Can you talk a little about the context of where, like, what part of his life that came out of, and then how it's impacted your life?
Yeah. So the quote itself actually originally came from a book by Fred Rogers, which I have not read, called The World According to Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
And it has a subtitle that's something like, Important Things to Know or something. It's
really, yeah, yeah, really, yeah. I think I've seen that one.
Yes. And so now that I know that this quote came from it, I'm going to go try to read it. But
a lot of reading to do after this episode.
Yes, we will. And I just, that quote just jumps out at me as something so important, especially for raising children. I think it's easy for kids and us to fall into this trap of wanting to be something we're not. We want to be funnier or smarter or prettier or something. And if we maybe were more, maybe people would like us more or would appreciate us more, or, you know, whatever,
or whatever our thing trap that is. We think we need to make us happy.
Exactly. And I think the beauty of listening to this quote is just this implication that you by yourself are enough. And more than enough, you're actually a gift. You're not just like a bare minimum enough. You're a gift.
Right, right. Yeah. No, we hear that. I feel like we're hearing that more and more, the idea that you are enough and you are created to be, you know, who you are, and that is enough. But that takes it another step to realize that you're a gift. Like, if God created you, the same way that we see our children as gifts, like, we're his children, so we must be gifts too. I love that.
Yeah, I just think it's so great. And I just want my kids, and I'm a teacher, so I want the kids I teach to know that they're worthy of love, just exactly how they are. They're going to fail. They're going to sin. They're going to fall down. But they're still full of beauty, full of goodness, full of love, just how they are. And I just think it's such a beautiful gift to see authentic people in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it feels like they're kind of few and far between sometimes.
It does.
Depending on what kind of media you take in, or even just in your own, I don't know, but we're all broken, right? So even outside mm-hmm. of the media, like people in your own town or your own community, sometimes we see people that are, and sometimes we are those people too, right? Who are trying right. to be something that we're not. Mm-hmm. And like intellectually, like as adults, especially, we know it's not going to get us where we want to be. And sometimes we still try to do it anyway.
Oh yeah. That. Yeah. I mean, every sitcom ever is about like miscommunicating who you really are.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, we need to do like a sub-series on sitcoms. That's so true. Okay. So the greatest gift. So you're thinking, actually, when I first read this quote, my eyes like skipped over the words and I thought it said the greatest gift you ever give yourself is your honest self, aww. Which kind of puts a different spin on it. But I think, right. But oops. That's kind of how I was thinking of it first, that you, to acknowledge who you are, like you're saying, like that's a gift to the world, but it's also a gift to yourself because that is really how you're going to be happy, right? Like that's how you're going to find your way to God or find the ways that God is trying to reach out to you. If you're trying to be something that isn't what he made you, then you like let a bunch of other stuff get in the way.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little more about your teaching and how this has come up in your, like, how do you incorporate it into your classroom?
I would say in my classroom, so I teach high school math. So, you know, older kids. And I think one of the biggest ways, and this is a little bit tangential, but I think relates back to being your honest self. Okay. One of the things I'm really big on is just kind of showing up and making mistakes, and it's okay. I think especially in high school, you know, middle school and high school, you get afraid of kind of stepping out or standing out. And so I just really, one of my main goals, I mean, obviously I want to teach math, but one of my main goals is just to allow students to learn their own way, to allow them to see that it's okay to make mistakes, that they're going to get past it. And so I think that goes back to this quote of, you know, your honest self is okay. If you don't get it right away, that's okay. If you, you know, make the silly mistakes and everyone kind of smiles because you're adding wrong or whatever, that's okay. You know, we'll still love you. We still will support you. And we're just going to move on, with learning, you know?
Yeah. I think we often feel that if we fail, we're going to lose something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I've ever articulated to myself that way before, but like, yeah, what are we going to lose? Like if someone's not going to like you because you messed up a math problem, that's really.
You didn't want them.
Yeah. Right. Like maybe that wasn't the relationship to pursue anyway.
Right.
And then can you tell us a little more about how, okay. So high school math teacher and then creative entrepreneur lady.
I know. It's like beautiful. All over the map.
But that's your honest self, right? Like recognizing that you have more than one facet and that God has given you more than one gift. And he wants you to use them like in different spheres. I think sometimes we can get kind of wrapped up in like, this is my skill and I can only apply it this way, or this is the best way and thus the only way, or like, this isn't the right time for me to use this gift.
Mm-hmm.
But God has called us to a lot of different things and to be a lot of different things to different people and to be his hands and feet in a lot of different ways. So how did that happen for you?
So I actually... Speaking of being all over the map, I actually went to school for engineering. And then after I had my bachelor's, decided to switch to teaching. And then as teachers know, teaching is really hard and takes a lot of time and focus and everything. So soon after I had my first baby, who's now 3.5, I was off that summer on maternity leave / summer break and thought, you know, I don't know that I can continue to give everything I need to this baby and to working full time as a teacher, just because of everything it entails.
Sure.
And so I thought about, I'd been learning hand lettering. I'd been practicing it for a while. And I decided to try to build something that I would allow me to stay home more with my kids. And I'm really thankful that it has done that. And so now I just teach very part-time and run the business and stay home. And so bringing, you know, my skills of hand lettering, and I really feel like something that has really helped me is that I have kind of the engineering mind to be like analytical about the business stuff.
Yeah.
That's been a huge help because I know a lot of creatives run into like, I love doing this art, but I have no idea how to sell it or make money. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I feel lucky that I have a bit of both sides there.
Awesome. And I feel like as a parent, like if you were my kid's math teacher, I would be so excited that you had studied like practical applications of, because I think especially in high school math, when you get to some of the abstract things, you're like, how in the world am I ever going to use this? But you know, and even the things that don't, like those, they lead you to the next thing, right? Like they just like broaden your mind.
Yes. And I do love being able to tell my students like, yes, I literally use this like when I worked as an engineer for 1 year.
Right. Like I promise it's useful. I had one math lesson. My dad was like a salesman / engineer. Like he sold control motion parts and then like he sold them, but he also would fix them if they broke. And there he had like someone he was working with over in our house one afternoon. And I had some math concept that I brought to them. And I was like, guys, am I ever going to use this? And they both looked at it and went, no, actually that one probably. Like, you still have.
There are like, some of those.
I was just curious if this ever, I can't find any practical application, but all those things still shape us, right? Like I love your story is so beautiful. And like, just to think of the things that your kids will learn and glean from the way that you see the world and that you've approached it from creative and analytical and like, and serving as a teacher and serving as a parent, like it's like a beautiful life.
I guess for me, this quote, since it is kind of close to Halloween, we've been thinking, you know, memento mori. I just had this thought about this quote that when I think about who I want to be, I think about how people might describe me at my funeral, which sounds kind of morbid, but just like helps me have like this long-term life perspective, I think.
Sure.
And so there's two things that I want to be like remembered for or described as, both of which people would not describe me as now. I need to work on them.
You don't know that.
Goals, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
One is I want people to remember that when I spent time with them, I was truly present. So I've heard people say this about Pope St. John Paul II. If they met him, that they described him as just like, I was the only person in the room. Mm-hmm. You know, he was truly present with me. And that really strikes me as just such a beautiful characteristic to have. And one that I like am so far. So I am the worst about being present with people. So that one, I have a lot of work. And the other one is I want to be described as authentic, as genuine, that I gave my honest self. And so I think that's one of the reasons this quote strikes me so much is just that is like summed up as like one of my greatest goals in life.
And that was your goal even before you came across this quote.
It was. Yeah. And this that's kind of gave it. Yeah. This gave it some words.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally hear you on that. We have a family mission statement and one of the words that took us like 6 years to create, but it's on the wall now. And one of the words that was super important to me in it was integrity and having, you know, that we're the same in the way we think and act and speak.
Yes.
But it can be hard to do that sometimes. But when we have that concept in mind that often is like not valued in our culture, it's not in, maybe it's like subtly in books and movies and stuff, but not that often that people are striving for that. Yeah. But it's definitely something valuable. And I think it's something that we all find attractive, but we don't know how to get it or how to articulate it.
Yes. It's like the living out part. Yes. Right. I love that you have a family mission statement too. I've written about this before and I love family mission statements.
It took a long time. but it was actually good that it took so long because by the time we actually finished it, our oldest kids were ready to like contribute in kind of a more concrete way.
Yeah.
And we were like, my husband and I kept taking notes on, we'd be like, okay, this time on vacation, we're going to finish this thing. And we'd take some notes, but we never finished it. But then we had notes from like 3 or 4 different years.
Yes, and then the growth of that.
Themes that came out.
Yes. That's beautiful.
And then my attempt to hand letter it on the wall. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me. This was super fun. I'm going to go find that book about Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
We'll put the link to it in the show notes. Yes. And you have a couple of items that you were going to add to the giveaway that I've not announced yet, but here it is. At the end of the season, it'll be either late November, early December. There's going to be a giveaway that's going to happen on Instagram with some products from the people that we've had on the first season of the show. So do you want to talk about the things that you're sharing with us here? I can't wait.
Yes, I am sending along a sticker sheet that has 6 different quotes that I've hand lettered. And so you could stick them on water bottles, or that's where mine is, or, you know, laptops, wherever.
Back of your phone or something like that.
Yes.
Good conversation starters, little evangelization. I love it.
And a little reminder. So, yes. And then also an ad majorem Dei Gloriam magnets. So, and it's hand lettered as well with some flowers on it. I like that when it's on my fridge. So.
I can't
Those
wait.
Will be included.
I promise I'll actually put them in the giveaway, guys, because I'm going to want to keep them when they get here. All right. Well, Elaine, thank you so much for hanging out. This was a great conversation. I'm really grateful for you bringing this quote into our lives. So thank you for being here. Listeners, as always, to suggest a quote or a guest, please follow the show on Instagram, quote_me_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindseyschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your podcasts, and tell a friend. And until next time, God bless you.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.